Josh Jenkins. How are you, Joshy?
Good, Vic. A little sheepish coming on tonight after my performance this week.
Oh, come on. Say. How bad was it?
Well, fairly bad. Fairly bad. Nearly closer to 1,000 than 2,000.
Oh, well, own up. Give us the number.
Exact number, sorry. I'm having 1780 or 1790, sorry. 1764.
JJ, you keep this up. You won't be our AFL fantasy expert.
Yeah, I feared that. I was hoping you were just going to say AFL fantasy. Person, because I'm not really an expert at the moment.
Okay, now, I guess you've had some time to just peruse over the ins and outs, and look, there's a couple like Robbie Gray and that Fife, Alex Rance. What does that do to fantasy players?
Yeah, well, it hurts. No one's hurting more than I, Baz, because I've got Rance, I've got Michael Johnson as well, I've got Nathan Fife, and I've got Robbie Gray. So, a world of hurt, arguably more than last week, but I have brought in, so Fife's got to go because we may not see him again this year. And I can't hang on to him as good as he is. I've moved along Dustin Martin because he's been spending too much time in the forward line for mine and not getting those big midfield numbers. And I've brought in Bernard Vince, who I think is going to continue to play some good footy, scored really well last week, and Luke Dahlhaus. So a little bit speculative, but they both I'm both hoping they can be unique and give you some good scores.
My son's got his AFL fantasy team. He's losing a bit of patience with Paddy and Ablett.
Hey, very good. Rowie, you've read my mind. He's read my mind, your young fella.
He's read JJ's mind.
I need those two. They're in the gun. They need to lift those two boys. I know Danger played a great game against Port last week, but it didn't quite transfer across the fantasy score. So Danger's actually averaging, they're only both averaging just over 100. And those sort of guys, you'd expect probably 120s from those boys. So that's what we're looking for. Paddy, if you're listening, we want over 120.
Something.
Okay. Now, this week is quite significant in AFL fantasy terms because 12 players have received an extra position. And what does that mean? Does that boost how much they're worth?
Yeah, I guess it just gives you a little bit of flexibility. You can put guys, you can bring guys in, and if it's a bit of a 50-50, if you're not sure about, say, a Bernie Vince or say, a Bernie in Danger, for example, you know, you might lean towards Bernie because you can swing in midfielder, defender, whereas Pat's only a midfielder. So it gives you a little bit more flexibility. I was hoping to be a forward ruck, bits, but obviously I don't get enough hit out, so I didn't quite get the ruck status. But it does give you some opportunity to swing guys. You know, Robbie Gray's a mid-forward, so you can swing in with a Dahlhaus or someone like that and you don't lose too much.
Okay, got the top-of-the-table clash. Western Bulldogs playing North Melbourne. Could be a bit of a shootout. Some high scores expected?
Yeah, hopefully. That's what Eddie had has the ability to give us. But as we saw, even you know our game last week at MCG, both teams scored over 100. Usually that means high-scoring fantasy. So there's plenty of boys from both sides that you could look at as captaincy options. The 45-year-old Brent Harvey, he's continuing to score heavily. Ben Cunnington, who probably goes under the radar of a lot of, you know, just generic football fans, but he just keeps winning possession. Nick Dalcena is another guy who kicks the ball a lot and scores well. So those guys from North are options. And then Western Bulldogs have got a few, same sort of thing. They've got a few guys that go under the radar. Hunter, McRae, Bontempelli and Dalhouse, who all average over 90 points who you could use.
Now, to get advice to fix the team, we need to tag. You need to tag, get people to tag you, your Twitter account. What is that, JJ?
Yeah, at JoshJenkins24.
Okay.
And then, so get on there, and because as you've heard, I'm reeling at the moment.
Come
so
on,
I
JJ.
I need some help. So a few listeners, jump on and get a hold of me on Twitter and give me some options because I'm hurting at the moment. I've got a bit of money in the bank. I've got $100,000 in the bank and got 35 trades left, so I can make some moves. I just need some help with it.
Oh, hang on. I thought you were offering the advice. People that had their team in the toilet,
I
you were going to give
advice.
Them advice, but it's the other way, is it?
I want their advice. Yeah,
I'm
open. That's a good thing about leadership. If you're in trouble, you've got to be open to a bit of feedback.
Good idea.
That's what I'm looking for.
At Josh Jenkins, 24. Tag him in, our AFL fantasy expert. He's still an expert, JJ. Hey, I'll cheer you up, JJ. It's not often the greatest player of all time pumps up your tyres. Have a listen to this.
And I think Josh Jenkins is the prototype at the moment. I mean, he's a good big forward. He really he moves, he complements Walker and Betts and Lynch. So, but then he can go in and fill in the ruck. And I think it's one of the reasons that the Crows are going so well.
Just to let you know, JJ, I emailed that to the Crows list manager, the footy manager and the CEO.
Beautiful. I'm up for another 20,000 for my PR team. So it's going well. I'm not going to have much money left at this rate.
Yeah, all right. Have a good one Saturday, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Josh Jenkins. Lee Matthews described him as the best second ruckman in the competition. He's our fantasy football expert. Hit some troubled times in the last 2 weeks. Hasn't quite been as outstanding as what he was at the start of the year, but he is averaging a respectable 1,903 points.